our listener Andrew has found himself at a crossroads that he didn't want to be at. The crossroads between a former fling and his wife. Let's dive into group therapy.
When you need advice, come to Ben and Kelly. It's group therapy on 99.7 DJX.
Hey, guys.
Hi.
Hoping you can help me figure out how to handle this situation I seem to find myself in with my wife.
Okay.
We've been married for 3 years.
Okay.
Before we started dating, I had hooked up with a coworker.
All right.
Just a brief fling. She eventually left the company.
Mm.
Well, she and my wife are now working together.
Oh, my God. The world works in mysterious ways.
And our past came up, and I think my old coworker might have mentioned some things to my wife. And she brought it to my attention the other day.
Of course she did.
The problem is she asked roughly 2 years before about this specific coworker and what our deal was, to which I stated nothing happened between us. Due to my beliefs, the past is in the past.
Yeah, I understand. Things happen. The past is the past.
And to focus on what you have in front of you now, a.k.a. me.
Mm.
Now my wife is mad about it, won't let it go.
Mm.
You're smart people. What can I say that I otherwise haven't to get her to move on? Obviously, it's complicated because my wife and her still work together.
Oh, my gosh.
So thanks.
So the Tony Melito defense didn't work.
It's not holding up in the present time.
Wow.
It's not holding up.
I think you just gotta, like, you gotta just own it. You gotta, like, you're already, but, like, there's nothing you can do.
Yeah.
You just gotta own it. And you're like, hey,
Listen, it wasn't a big enough deal to mention. I just, you know.
Right. I didn't think it was going to matter.
And it still doesn't matter. Despite the fact that you're now working together.
Working together. I mean, I think it's probably upsetting for his wife because she doesn't want to be reminded of this now every single day.
Right.
Right.
Well, and hopefully this other coworker isn't using it to get under her skin.
Does
because
Andrew
maybe she's
still
mad
love
that
it
she
when
didn't,
you tickle
yes.
him right here?
Could you imagine?
Oh, my God.
Like, if she's using that because she was literally mad that he didn't pursue her for a real relationship.
Now, it doesn't say, so it probably isn't the thing, but I was just speculating. Like, what if one is a, like, the hierarchy is different between the two? Like, one of them is a higher level in the company than the other one.
Like, and the fling is the boss?
Or something.
Or a higher, like,
That could be another layer. But let's not speculate on that. Let's just assume they're coworkers.
But listen, his wife should be secure enough in their relationship.
I mean, sure, we should
stay in the past.
We should all be so secure in our relationship.
Right.
It's just not the case with everybody.
So yes, he needs to, I guess, reiterate. Listen, it didn't matter at all, which is why I just felt like it was better than I even. Make it a thing because I didn't want you to feel insecure because, like, now you're feeling insecure.
I wonder
and
if
I
he
want to protect your feelings.
I wonder if
I
he popped
so
over to her work one time and saw, and then it was just all of a sudden brought up, and he's like, I'm just gonna leave.
Maybe,
unless
the coworker saw a picture of them.
Yeah, probably. Is that Andrew? Oh, he and I used to be. Pals. How, as a woman, how do you say, like, I feel like women are a little bit more subtle with that sort of thing than guys are. Guys are a little bit more, like, brash, like, oh, yeah, we hooked up. Like, I don't think women typically, and maybe I'm just being way overgeneralizing it, but they are a little bit more subtle with that. She wanted the wife to know.
Yes, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Is like, what woman would, like, oh, is that your husband? And then immediately launch into, yeah, I hooked up with him.
Right.
Like, you just withhold that information.
Right. Or you just say, yeah, he and I worked together. Or we were friends.
Right. Yes, That's the thing.
So that's what's a little bit.
Why is she throwing that in her face?
And I'm sure now Andrew's wife is mad because she's now constantly reminded of this.
Like, why are you bringing that up?
Yeah.
Oh. What good is that going to do other than to ruffle my feathers?
Yes.
Because consider me ruffled.
And cause strife in an otherwise uncomplicated relationship and cause issues. All right.
Yes.
502-795-1997.
She's poking the bear.
Our number. It's, I mean, when typically this defense works.
Yeah. I understand. Things happen. The past is the past.
Except he didn't really mention that things happened.
Oh, man, he didn't.
He didn't. That was the part he
just
left
said.
Out.
He just said the past is the past. The past is the past.
He left out the things happen part.
That's right. That's right. He did. He did. All right. So 502-795-1997. Have you been in a situation like this where an ex and your current are sharing an office space now? Or just how would you, I guess, proceed?
I'm calling the coworker Petty Betty.
Yeah, okay.
Because otherwise, why?
Why?
Right. Is she revealing that part of the past with her husband?
Right. All right. 502-795-1997. We'll take some of your stories coming up. Poor Andrew. We're in the middle of group therapy, and he's found himself in a predicament.
This is definitely a bless his heart kind of a moment.
This really is. So, in brief, he had hooked up with a coworker. It was a brief fling. That was water under the bridge. Starts dating and now married to his wife of 3 years. She, because of fate, is now working at the same company of his old fling. And
we were quick to make the other woman the villain here, but she could very well be like, why is the universe throwing these people in my face constantly?
Yeah, the ex-fling. Yes.
Yes.
Right.
It could be.
Because some other perspectives were brought up, like, since the wife had asked about this person
a couple years ago.
A couple years ago, maybe she's rolling in, recognizes her, and says, hey,
you used to work with Andrew. Did you guys ever?
And then she's like, yeah, we kind of had like a brief fling type of thing.
I knew it.
Right,
it
right.
Could be
so
that.
She could just be answering questions that the wife is asking, but still, nonetheless, it is a wild situation.
It is. Jackie says, admit you lied. Tell the truth about why you lied. Keep making it up to your wife. Double up on her love language.
Yeah, you gotta really, if you want to convince your wife, time is going to be a big factor in this. And
but also, it was so insignificant, I didn't think it mattered.
Yeah, you almost have to... Like, I hate, like, saying, like, put down the other woman because she doesn't deserve that necessarily.
No.
Like,
you just lean on the feeling, the lack of feelings you had to
pursue it was a thing. It didn't mean anything, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah, Tanya says, admit it was really stupid. It was, it clearly didn't mean anything because it only happened once before I knew how special you are and how my life now with you is the best. I regret that that happened.
Mm.
However, it was, you know, part of realizing you had taken over my heart. Mm. Us guys are just dumb like that.
Oh.
Like, I know the pot on the stove with steam coming out. It's probably hot, but the burner's turned off, so I grabbed the pot on the sides anyway. I'm sorry. I have dumb guy brain sometimes. I'm sorry. I completely learned my lesson. I'll do whatever each day to prove how much I love you. I love you so much.
My gender is getting thrown under the bus here.
It
a lot.
Is a little bit. There are a lot of people
guys
kind
are
of
just
pointing
stupid.
To that just guy.
Guys
I
are
was
dumb.
Stupid. I was dumb. I love you so much. What's for dinner?
Yeah. Karen says, listen, husband needs to bite the bullet, take accountability, and work through this. Wife needs to go to work, put that coworker in her place, say, sorry, baby, must have screwed up. That's why you're not with him anymore.
Oh. And then have a sunshine rainbow on lollipop day.
Yeah. Jeez. Yeah, Allie, we worry less when we realize everyone has a past. That's true. That is a very
exactly.
just healing sort of statement to say.
It just really didn't seem significant enough to mention.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. It's weird now that
she's not working with you. Yeah,
she
this may not
me.
Be a thing that gets resolved until one of them leaves. The company.
Yeah. Well,
the
job. All also depends on is Petty Betty, the coworker, still calling her that, if she is trying to still be a little bit of an issue for the wife, like if she's going to bring it up a lot, or if she's blowing it off too and just be like ancient history.
Yeah. Yeah, like almost like you're getting my scraps.
Right. Oh,
like,
wow.
You know what? Enjoy. Had him been there, done that. you can have
them. That's the one thing. We have zero idea what the women's dynamic is at work.
That's what we
and if she's still trying to stoke
the flames. That's who we need to talk to.
Exactly.
We need to talk to both of them at the same time.
Exactly.
Let's all work this out together.
Let's work it out. Let's work it out. Let's get on the same page with where everyone is right now.
All right. Well, Andrew.
And maybe Andrew does not swing by the office to take wifey to lunch anytime soon.
I don't know.
Maybe we don't do that.
Maybe. I don't know. But and I like everybody's saying you just got to kind of own up to it and just say you're insignificant. You're dumb.
Right.
You didn't think it was.
And listen, don't offer any more details, especially if Petty Betty is offering details that might be different. God forbid if it was more than once.
Oh, my God.
Definitely just say it was.
It was a brief period. It was a brief.
It wasn't going to be a serious relationship.
Yes.
And, you know, when I met you, obviously I knew instantly because you're my person.
You're my person.
You're my person. What's for dinner?
Oh, my gosh. Don't ever say that. I'm a guy and I even know not to say that.
Deflect.
All right.
I'll make you dinner.
All right. Good luck. I need follow up on this.
I do. We all have some questions.
Like next week, can we get a little?
I want a little dynamic of what's going on at the office.
Yes.
I feel like that might help the interpretation.
All right. Well, follow up with us when you get an update and keep us posted. That is group therapy.